What's up, crime heads?
Hi. Hi, crime heads. Your dad's dead. Your mom's dead.
And we're going to figure it out.
And we're going to give you head.
Bad boys. What you going to do?
What you going to do when they come for you? Bless up, motion picture arts and sciences.
Big up to the Oscars.
Big up to Parasite.
You're really loud.
Thank you.
That's like...
Am I peaking?
I think we're peaking a little bit.
We're currently peaking.
This
is my peak. 106.1, the peak.
No peaking.
So that's for all my New York classic rock heads out there.
Oh, local.
New York State, very
New
local.
New York State. Gary, how are you?
I am good. You know why I'm good?
Why are you good?
Because we have a guest. It's our first returning guest because all of our other guests have either ghosted us or we've ghosted them.
That's true.
Shout out Lucas Mitchell. I don't know where you are. I hope you're alive, girl.
Gary, I need you to give me a big wrestling intro.
Oh, God.
WWE style. Let's hear it.
Ba ba da ba.
Yeah. Wait, don't I pull it up?
Ba ba da ba.
Hang on. I'll put that in the thing.
And because I'm not wearing headphones, you have to signal.
Yeah, I'll signal to you.
Charades me the music.
When to come. All right, ready?
No.
Oh, wait. That's still Bad Boys.
That's Bust Down Tatiana. Sorry. Tatiana, I'm sorry.
Yes, Tatiana. Please.
Tatiana.
We respect women. All right.
Tatiana.
Take it away.
Da 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 da.
Don't sing it. It's playing.
Oh, okay. In this corner, yeah. Weighing in at 70 pounds.
Perfect.
Her fake ID says she's 24. Her real ID says she's not an organ donor. She's got a lot of tattoos. She's got a lot of piercings. She lives in Connecticut and still has all her teeth. Ellie Brusco. I kind of flubbed the ending.
You flubbed the entire thing.
Sorry.
The entire thing was an expose.
With the John Cena music, it's perfect.
Okay.
You guys aren't hearing it, but it's great.
Great, great.
You guys can't see it, but like, wow.
Thank you so much for having me back, guys.
Oh my God.
This is the highest honor.
I think you're the only person that doesn't have you're the only guest we've had that still doesn't have a vendetta against us.
I'm the only guest.
What about that guy from
February BCA? Open. The entire month of February.
What about that guy from ECS? Is he still around?
He's in LA now.
Okay, well, he's dead to us.
Yeah. He fled promptly after recording.
I think he's the only heterosexual guest we've had.
No,
excuse
Liz.
Me.
Oh, probably.
WECB on the board. Liz, hi.
God.
Hi. And Ellie's fake ID is not for alcohol. Let's remember that. It's for voting.
Yes.
And so she can register
to
vote.
Vote for Bernie twice.
Because I'm secretly a weapon.
I'm sorry.
I'm a weapon.
Vote for Mayor Pete twice.
No. Mayor Pete thinks you shouldn't have a job if you haven't served in the military.
What I like about Mayor Pete so much is that he's so connected to the CIA.
And he loves sucking on weenies.
That's what I want.
Weenie.
Which resonates deeply avec moi.
Ooh. Parlez-vous français?
Non, un peu.
L'addition.
L'addition, s'il vous plaît.
L'addition, s'il vous plaît. I almost said that today at an Italian restaurant.
That would have been
really
offensive.
I was like, oh, and then I was about to be like, La Quinta, and then I was like, well, that would just be racist.
It's just a lot of appropriation going on twice.
Why don't I appropriate some cultures?
Yeah, let's go around the room and we'll eat.
Good.
Well, Henry's in a Native American headdress.
Yes, I am wearing a full-on Native American headdress.
It's true.
It's very garish.
We opened the door and he was like, this
how?
Is the vibe.
How?
Yeah, great. Yeah. He was like, so this is the atmosphere of today's episode.
No, we will be donating $200,000 to a Tribe of Your Choice listeners, so call in.
Especially because Gary used 4 straws today, so
four plastic straws.
In deep debt.
Ooh, I drank out of a straw, and I was like, I drank out of a second straw, why don't I just...
Twist the knife in the turtle you're stabbing.
I recycled them.
All right, okay. Recycling means nothing anymore.
You mean nothing anymore.
That's true. But we used to sell all of our recycling. This is not funny at all. It's
this is not
boring.
Funny. End it. Stop no, it. End the bit.
People have to know. We used to sell all our recycling to China.
Stop yelling.
In 2018, China said no. So all of our recycling is just sitting around because we have nothing to do with it. Recycling means nothing. Anarchy reigns. I'm the Joker.
You. Who now has an Oscar?
And I
Who now has
Robert
two Oscars?
Yeah, what'd you guys think about the Oscars?
I never watch award shows. I have what...
Not even the Evie's Gala?
I have what some of you people might be unfamiliar with. I'm talking about Henry. It's called A Life.
You
I just kind of You people. You whites. Then yeah, I just kind of fall asleep, live my life, and then the next day I Google all the winners, and I have all the dopamine hits of, like, yay, what I like won that mm-hmm. would usually be stretched out over 5 hours, and I get that in 2 seconds.
And I have a terrible taste in movies, so I okay. don't tune in, and I don't watch movies, and I only watch horror movies, is what I'm trying
horror.
To say.
Horror movies.
We're in the golden age of horror.
The golden age of horror?
Yeah, we
See,
have,
See, I'm
like,
not even educated enough to know what that is.
Like Us and Get Out. And
oh, yeah. Hereditary. Very, very good. Very good.
Annabelle 3.
Electric doll. Aloo.
Blue.
Electric Boogaloo.
Annabelle 3, it's the 90s now.
No, it's still the 70s in Annabelle 3.
Wait, Annabelle 3 is a real movie?
Or no, I think it's like Annabelle the Return or
it's
something.
Annabelle Comes Home.
Comes Home.
Swines.
I'm sorry. How was it? Did she come home?
Oh, she came home. But I only know that based on the trailer. I've not seen it yet.
We had it at my movie theater this summer, and I saw it.
Like, Gary has a movie.
I would go in during my breaks, and there's one scene where this girl's like walking around the spooky basement.
Oh, yeah.
And then the doll.
With all the props.
She looks at the doll and she's like, huh. And then she turns around and you hear a thud, and the doll has fallen off of its pedestal in its yeah. glass case.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be spooky.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep.
I hate horror movies.
Like, you can't watch them, or you just don't like them?
I hate jump scares.
Oh, there we go.
Because I'm a child.
Because I'm a...
I'm not a big fan of them either. I'm not going to lie. Gore is where it's at for me. I don't know why I thoroughly enjoy so much seeing the insides of another person. It's just so intimate.
like a rosebud?
No.
Hey.
This is the 10th time this has come up today.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
They've all
yeah.
been me. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
No, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes Henry, when we lived together, Henry would just like be like, hey, Gary.
Look at this.
Look at this.
Watch.
And then would Rosebud.
And I would do the scene from Citizen Kane. I would fall down and like a snow globe would roll down. But instead of a snow globe, it's my prolapsed butt.
Rolling down a flight of stairs.
Like a rosebud.
It goes into an elevator, comes up and returns.
And it, like, you know in funny movies when the doors close and then they go, like, oh, I just whacked the mic. When the doors close and then the guy's like, oh, no. And then yeah. it starts lifting him up.
Oh, like a cartoon. They jump off the cliff and they have, like, 4 seconds hovering in air.
Oh,
Where
yeah.
Where would an elevator be in that?
I don't know, Gary.
It's the core of the bit That's is how, similar.
Yeah.
I understood. Yeah, no, of course. Of
the
course.
Hazelnut at the center of this awful bit's Ferrero Rocher.
This beautiful Ferrero Rocher of a joke. So many layers.
I will say it. Those are overrated. No, I'm sorry. They're no, overrated.
Jokes or Ferrero Rochers?
Both.
Si. Oui.
Oui.
How?
All right. Ellie, I do want the people listening at home. Today is the 1 year anniversary to the day of the recording of the sandwich incident episode of Match 22. To this day, my favorite episode of Match 22.
Really?
Genuinely, really, really spectacular.
Our best
oh,
work.
That means so much,
and
guys.
And this is now the shitty sequel. We,
we jumped the shark.
Oh
we
my god, I just did a swear.
Oh my god, I didn't even realize.
Wow.
I was like, oh, my brain was like, right, well, okay, Gary, you should one-up him.
I'm trying to re-remember the last
in
10 minutes.
In a joke.
And see if I slipped
now,
as well.
Gary's gotta spank me. Rules are rules.
Rules are rules. Gary's gotta spank me and call me the C-word. Cut the mics.
Oh, I do remember. I do remember the witnessing that. The repressions resurfacing. What I walked into last year.
This is now the expanded Ellie universe we're building.
The EEU?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The EGGPU?
I share one fun fact each time I come back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get your own spin-off podcast soon. I'm really excited for
on
that.
On WCB?
Yeah.
Oh, going to be a heck of a commute, but I'm ready. I'm down.
Going to be a 3-hour commute.
Uh-huh. Totally.
You could probably do a remote show. If you just Skype in and put
I'll Skype in. Just
against
just put the headphones on the computer.
Yeah.
And I'll just go.
WECB is a global brand. We're international.
I know.
I'm looking for a Match 22 episode.
I know.
And it was
I just recently re-listened to all
February
of them.
February 18th. And today is it's a year and 2 day anniversary.
Wow.
Well, I posted it a day after.
Oh. That that totally rearranged everything we ever knew to be true.
Mm-hmm. That's a little, that's an industry term.
That was a fabulous time when Ellie was in Boston for 2 days and I didn't realize.
It was, yeah, I didn't.
And neither of us realized we were in the same city.
No, I knew. And then you were like, I have to rearrange my entire weekend. Give me an hour.
Oh,
and
no,
then you
I
were
didn't.
Like, I'm free.
I actually didn't.
Oh, wait, no, you didn't.
I didn't. I had to be an extra in an EIV show that went until the podcast started.
No, that I remember.
And then I had a date right after our podcast.
Oh, yeah. So actually, I take back that last date.
Yeah.
Gary knew I was in town and rescheduled nothing.
Well, I was like, oh, the only time I'm free is between the hour of 8 and 9, and then
I do my radio
and then I gotta go do my first I gotta go act in a thing, do my radio show and Rosebud.
I thought it was douche.
Well, how do you want a dirty Rosebud?
Never mind, you're right.
Dirty Rosebud is my favorite Tame Impala song.
Oh my god,
they have
god.
A new album and I'm nervous,
and it's called Dirty Rosebud.
Dirty Rosebud,
Dirty Rosebud. Bow, bow.
To stretch out more time, I'm going to resort to like boring aunt at Thanksgiving questions. So, how's college? That's my impression of your aunt.
Of my aunt?
Yeah.
I think I only have one. I have two.
Wow.
How do you forget an aunt?
Because she lives in Georgia.
Oh, to be okay. Georgia Bye. Aunt right
yes.
now.
It's hard. Deidre is complicated.
Bye, Deidre.
No.
We're going to cancel you, Deidre.
No. College is good. It's by far the busiest that I've ever been. Lot to balance out. But yeah, pretty good. Decided to take up being a French minor. So that is...
You're taking up a French minor?
I am taking up a French minor. Some would say it's très intéressant.
And some would say it could be considered statutory.
As the locals say. Shut up. But yeah, no, it's interesting. It's good.
Next year, Ellie's going to kill me live on air.
Yes.
Hey, you know what we should do? Let's do a mini episode of Match 22, and let's get an update.
On all our dating lives?
On the dating lives. I think that's a smart move. What was the theme song for that?
Ba-ba-da-ba.
Yeah, all right.
It was just piano.
All right, guys, welcome back to Match 22.
Blinky blunk.
It's John Cena music's playing.
Blinky blunky, blinky blunky.
Wait, hold on.
I like that it's off rhythm.
Everyone shut up. All right, welcome to Match 22. It's a show within a show. Let's get into it, girls.
Hey, ladies.
We all have lemon water.
No, we don't, because we're not allowed to have beverages in here or food.
Oh, yeah, yes. You're right.
Henry's taking a fat rip of his jewel, though, which
Fun
is not allowed.
Behind the scenes of last year, there was one point where you were speaking last year, and I went to, like, I was so thirsty. My mouth was so dry, because it was my first pod. I was nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And
this
I went
is the first time I've spoken for over an hour.
Years. And I went to pick up my backpack and, like, slowly take out a bottle of water, take a sip, and I looked over to my left, and Gary just shook his head at me. And
oh,
I just
thought I grabbed you.
No, that was for a different reason, but I don't remember what the context was.
Oh,
you were worried that I was doing something unsafe when I brought up the guy who asked me to get into his car over Tinder.
Oh, yes!
And then he grabbed my arm, and I thought I swore, and he was like, no, I was
just... I'm just nervous.
Genuinely worried.
Henry knows every time someone says something concerning, I just have to grab them.
With, like, circulation stopping force.
I feel like I have to just hold on to something. Or, like, when someone says something ridiculous, I'm like, I need a tactile, I need to ground myself. I have to make sure this is happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, let's get into it. Do you have any killer updates, like the sandwich story, like the almost being kidnapped story?
I would say your update's pretty killer.
What is my killer?
What are the hits?
You have a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear about
and
that.
His name is Killer. He's a Rottweiler.
Yeah.
He was a rescue.
Literally, he rescued me.
Yeah, honestly, he really...
Because we live in a patriarchal world, so there's no way that I could have, you know...
He treats me real well.
Yeah, I guess that's a new development. Ironically enough, not from Tinder at all.
Wow.
Yeah. This is very interesting because, actually it's not, but it is interesting
to me. He is a ghost. We met him through the Ouija board.
Yes, through the Ouija board. very interesting. Never mind.
Fancy.
Sorry, that's Ellie's side piece.
So one thing that
it's a ghost.
One thing that I remember last year talking about was the reason why I downloaded Tinder in the beginning.
Tinder
of
is what they do in the South. Tinder.
Y'all on Tinder.
Which is
y'all
on
the
Tinder?
Setting in which my crime takes place.
Is it the guy that got his penis eaten from Grindr?
No. Circling back, I downloaded Tinder because I am a very romantic person and always have been. Mm-hmm. And
you just love gore.
And I love
gore.
Listen, it's not a proposal if there isn't any blood. And and I downloaded Tinder because I was like, it's just irrational to be waiting around for this big romantic story. And exactly. Then literally how I met my current boyfriend is through the most disgusting meet cute.
He killed her
entire
family.
And I was like,
and she walked in on it and he was like, oopsie.
He was covered in blood and I was like, oh God.
Take me.
The wedding's tomorrow.
Take me.
I want to hear the meet cute.
We
cute.
Just told you, Henry.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know, Henry, I feel like you heard us.
But
you weren't really listening.
I'm not listening. Yeah. I'm here to listen.
He's looking through us.
It's a scary time for all men. I'm here to listen.
Gary's going to kill you.
Yeah. Listen, it's hard out there. You have to ask for consent now.
I need to hear this meet cute.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You can't tease that.
Sorry. Okay. So basically, there's this coffee shop in our hometown that's really good, and I've been going to it for my lunch breaks for years.
We will not say the name because we are not corporate sellouts.
No.
It's not corporate. It's small business.
They have to pay us if they want that.
They do. And I'm also, you know, very well known in the writing community. And just for the sake of my publicity, I would like not to disclose the town. But it was in Katona.
Okay.
And it was called the thing. No, it was not the Thinking Cup.
It was the Reading Room.
The Reading Room.
So that's where I go for all my lunch breaks. And I've been going there for years. And I walked in one time and I saw him working there. And I thought he was super cute. So I was like, be brave. You might never see him again. Give him the eyes. So I gave him beamers. Basically.
Ah.
Yeah.
What are beamers?
I want everyone to know that I looked at Gary and his nose started to bleed. So I gave him that. And then
the walls started to ooze green slime.
And I was like, he's not going to look back. And then he did. And I immediately.
Did he give you beamers?
He gave his own beamers. He has little eyes.
His own beamer. Well, he gave. I wouldn't call them beamers. I'd call them.
He smiled back. It felt like he registered what I was putting out there.
Picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, exactly. So then I immediately took my tomato melt and my decaf cappuccino and I ran away because I was like, that was enough for the first day.
Gotta leave him wanting more.
Yeah. And there's nothing that leaves him wanting more like running out the door.
And making intense eye contact and then running away.
Exactly. So then I did basically this twice more. And then
it's like Judaism. You gotta run, you gotta reject it, and then the third day.
Mm-hmm.
And on the third day.
You know Judaism? We all know that, right?
Yeah.
I know you have to do something three times.
Okay.
Speaking of Judaism, real quick side note, I was on Tinder the other day and someone offered, we were planning a meeting up, said, oh, I want to give you a stick and poke. That'll be so much fun. I should totally give you a stick and poke tattoo. And I was like, I don't want that to happen. How to get out of that? And my response was, if I do that, I can't get buried at a Jewish cemetery, so I don't want to.
Oh my God.
I do like how you didn't lie. You didn't say, I'm Jewish. You just said, I can't get buried in a Jewish cemetery.
Like, what if my future wife is Jewish?
You found the only answer that could have potentially been the truth as to how to get out of that.
I wouldn't convert for someone. I'm sorry. I wouldn't. Converting to Judaism's hard. It's a lot of homework.
Yeah. You have to get re-circumcised.
I'm not doing a homework. No, they just cut off more.
Anyway, continue. Sorry.
No, no worries. This was totally worth it.
How did Henry know I was circumcised?
I've no
He that. Lived with you for a year, which is not a good enough excuse.
And y'all know me.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Helicoptering around the suite.
Everywhere we go. I don't know. I shared a bed with you last night, so.
And she hit me.
I did accidentally punch him in the penis. That is true. I am sorry for that.
She went,
No, you went, Gary looked down, saw his own body, and went, oh my God.
Wow. The amount of precision it would take to do that, because the area range is so tiny to get that.
How dare you, Henry?
Yes.
How dare you?
Yes.
He's finally retaliating.
I'm leaving.
Let him retaliate.
Can you play like a noise of someone leaving a room?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Let's all just wait.
The John Cena.
Ah. See, I like when an audio joke can only be heard by the person making it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so you run away three times.
I run away three times, like three wishes. and I, because you want to, you know, have him wish for me thrice. And so the second or third time he came in, or he like went up to the register and he actually...
He came.
No, checked me out in more ways than one. And
wow.
I'm going to receive
there
a call.
There was nothing but net.
And so... And he, I noticed that he might have possibly thought that I was hot too, because every time I would walk in, he would like make his way to the register and take my order. So I was like, okay. Basically, the like third time I come in, he does the same routine.
Is like the Jim Carrey, like his eyes turn to hearts.
Basically.
And they go, boom, boom, boom.
But like, it's as if like we have this like dynamic now where it's like we've been married for 60 years. Like I come into the store and he goes to the register and he waits. And so
less of like a marriage and more of like a dog? Or like someone in the customer service industry.
Yes. Yeah. So don't make this not magical. This was the greatest day of my life, and you will not ruin it. So then we're making conversation, all this stuff, and then basically he was like, do you want your receipt? And I said no, because I don't take receipts for food. Receipts are annoying. I have a massive pile of, like, in my purse filled with, like, dog hooves and wrappers and things
dog
like
hoofs?
That.
Dog hooves?
What's a dog hoof?
I don't know.
You know.
Clip clop.
Like,
I'm a dog.
Clip clop.
Clip clop, I'm a dog. We all know the song.
So I don't take receipts because paper is annoying. So he was like, are you sure you don't want your receipt? And I was like, okay, I'll take the receipt.
Fine, pushy.
So I take it and then I throw it away. And he registered that, because what I didn't know is he very secretly wrote his number on the back of the receipt.
Obviously.
So he registered that, my throwing the receipt into the garbage as a rejection. And so I'm like, so I kind of shattered his heart into a million little pieces in that like 1 second, which I had no idea that.
And
I,
he
like,
still came crawling back.
Well, what he did, which automatically made me realize this is actually a pretty okay guy, was he went up to me and he immediately apologized, which when a man does that is like, you're in.
It's he so apologized hot. For giving a receipt or giving a phone number?
He apologized, basically. He was like, I'm very sorry that I made you uncomfortable. I thought I picked something up. I thought like maybe there was something going on. And I literally
from his
was
perspective, like, if I were to do that and you were to throw it away, I would have been terrified.
Yes.
I would have peed myself immediately.
Henry would have quit his job, moved out of town, changed his name, and like gotten full reconstructive
surgery.
And I mean,
surgery. To your credit, he did. He came up to me with different pants on. So like, there was a brief
and
recovery
a face.
Period. Yes.
If I hold the door open for someone and they don't say thank you or like acknowledge me, I'm
he
like,
moves to a state, different state. Yeah, that's it. So he came up to me and he apologized. And I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about, buddy. Like, I really just don't, this is not ringing a bell.
It was a receipt,
and
man.
He was like, the receipt. And I was like, I just didn't want it. I was like, I was like, this is not anything deeper. He's like, my number was on it. And I was like, oh.
So you went head first in the trash.
Yes, exactly. I dove in. I swam.
Took it out. I looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
And went,
got it.
And then put it back in.
And so then I basically was like, I do want the number. He's like, oh, you do want the number.
Oh, so now you do.
Now you do. And so so he put it in my phone.
Untied the noose from his neck.
Like, Henry, no.
Bad
Henry. No. No.
We can't do that after Jeffrey Epstein.
He killed himself. That was offensive to only Jeffrey Epstein.
And so we literally went on one date and then just went on more. And now
that's
it's been,
history.
It's almost been 7 months, which
oh my
is
goodness.
Really weird.
Which is 11 years.
For me.
For Emily and I.
For me, as we are both dogs.
Yeah.
Dog
rough.
Years.
Clip clop.
Yeah. Clip clop, I'm a dog.
Clip clop, rough.
Clip clop, I'm a dog.
Clip clop, I'm a dog.
Yeah.
I love that Joni Mitchell song.
Yeah, so that's a very long, boring story.
No, it was beautiful.
To meet cute.
And we love you, Benito, if you're listening.
Mate.
You're going to get extra treats tonight.
Clip clop.
Henry. Henry's prostituting me.
How dare you, Henry?
I know, I know, maybe, I know, I know.
Come on.
Maybe you should destigmatize sex work.
Everyone's so sensitive these days with their boyfriends being dogs.
He's the best Rottweiler I've ever met.
Bark, bark.
Are you listening now?
I think so. Possibly.
What's up, bro?
Bold of you to assume he can hear, Henry.
That's true.
You're right. He is an older man. He's 87. So this is,
wow.
Yeah, this is new for me. Big step.
That's why you wrote a number on a piece of paper like a grandpa.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I used a pen. I just, usually when I ask for someone's number, I just make a TikTok now.
Yeah, we're cool teens.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So glad I'm in this room.
I'll take a hit of my jewel and blow out cloud smokes. That is my number. like an old-timey cartoon.
They line up.
You know, where
the
jewel?
Yeah.
In Steamboat Willie, when Mickey Mouse rips his jewel. And this was before the band, so he's hitting that mango pod.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Old-timey Mickey Mouse loved that mango pod.
Oh, yeah.
Devastated when it got embargoed.
He was the saddest of us all.
Yeah. That's why.
I've never seen those ears droop before.
We all collectively sighed.
And then we all walked out the door.
All right, we effectively burned half of our time.
Great.
Excellent. So you know what that means.
Ellie and Henry are going to fight.
Yeah, that's it.
Good.
Cage match.
So, speaking of...
Crime.
Mm.
Yeah.
Relating to this podcast.
We've talked about a lot of crime so far.
Oh, yeah.
We have talked about a lot of crime. Ellie... Our special guest has brought us a murder.
I have, which is ironic because neither
We're
of you did.
This show. Well, I was like, well, Ellie will take my place.
And I was like, well, Gary will take my place. So
that's
bold
good.
Of you to assume I would do any of my work.
You know what they say about assumptions? Makes that ass out of you and umption. Sorry.
Well, that's been our show tonight. Henry, why don't me and Ellie drive you up to a big farm upstate?
Yes. Look out over this lake.
Free range
Think
cows.
Of the rabbits. What's his name? Like, remember the bunnies, Lenny?
Yeah, look at the... It's me.
What? What?
Of Mice and Men.
Of Mice and Men?
Yeah, he goes...
Yes.
About the bunnies, and he's like, clip clop. I got it. Yeah. I got it, Lenny. Clip clop, I know.
Just go look at
him. We're going to take you to a farm upstate with all the other white podcasters, and you have your pretend microphones, and you all hang out with each other.
It's like the real thing.
Yeah. So, you got a JM, a juicy murder for
us? I've got something.
Okay.
So, he did the grab again. I lost circulation in my arm.
She's got something. It fell off.
Yeah, it did.
I'm sorry.
I want to talk about, because as someone who loves gore and who loves,
The macabre.
The worst of the worst, basically. Mm. It's very startling and disappointing in myself to find it so fascinating.
We're doing the Lewinsky scandal today.
When it actually happens in real life. So that is why, tonight, gentlemen, I would like to talk about Amber Wright.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, perfect.
The Amber Alert girl?
I don't know. I don't know if that maybe is her, but it might not be. Amber
Wright.
Well,
you said it involves Tinder.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
You did. So basically.
Is there an aneurysm? Amber Wright.
Amber Wright.
Amber Wright?
I think I just got a spoiler when I Googled it. So.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't think she's the Amber Alert girl.
No.
She's not the victim. Just make that apparently clear.
Ellie, spoiler.
The victim is a 15-year-old boy named Seth Tyler Jackson.
Sounds like he deserved it. He has three first names.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, you know what?
Now I'm beginning to have second thoughts. So
I don't even have one first name.
I don't even have one thought.
I have one good leg.
I have one good leg and two good fingers.
Yes.
Come to my house, boy.
So basically, the way that Seth Tyler Jackson was murdered was
Bless up, STJ.
I'm going to describe the murder and you're both going to be like, oh my God, we shouldn't joke about
this. My God, that's not STJ.
I know, exactly.
Yeah, let's never forget when Henry Johnston
called, right, you're doing the exact same thing right now. So.
Called Andrew Gosden missing 12-year-old who might have been pedophiled. Look, a nerd.
We either can do it or we can't. We can't pick and choose when we're
we can't cherry pick which kid we call a nerd. They either all nerds or one of them's a nerd.
We're going full hog on this thing.
Oh my God.
We're going like
squeal, clip clop squeal.
Like Netflix comedy special. Like no one's safe.
No.
Duct tape on my mouth. Like
all bets are
oh my God.
I'll say it.
Yeah.
What Netflix comedy special had hostages? Netflix.
Do you know how many Netflix comedians did a special? They had duct tape on their mouth. They said, oh, I'll say it. That's every single comedy special. It's called like Triggered, and that's it. That's the whole comedy special.
I don't watch men speak.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
No. He's closing his eyes this whole time as he looks at Henry.
Hives.
He doesn't know what Henry looks like.
No, he has no idea.
Yeah.
He doesn't know we're like kind of matching today.
We are, mm-hmm. But mine is a guess, and yours is
thrift store.
Cheap.
This was $3.
Oh, this
That's a very nice shirt.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It is.
You're welcome.
All right.
Ellie, so, stop. Okay, this so
freaking
this,
nerd
this
STJ.
Dumb kid.
Okay, so 15-year-old Seth Tyler Jackson was murdered in Summerfield, Florida. He was shot multiple times. Then he was dragged into the... He was still alive. He was dragged...
Like Rasputin.
Yes. Historical context.
The Just Dance song.
Then, while still alive, he was dragged back into... Basically, it was like a trailer thing.
I'm familiar.
Yes. And then he was thrown into the bathtub. He had his kneecaps broken with a baseball bat.
Oh, goodness.
And then he was severed to be
severed?
Able to, severed in multiple pieces to be able to fit into a bag. And then
how big of a bag?
Yeah, how big of a bag? Oh, is it bigger than a bread box?
Oh, like a, you know, small Prada tote.
It was like a Louis.
It was like a Louis. And then basically...
It was Lizzo's tiny purse.
Yes, it was. It was.
We're topical here.
They pulverized him. And then they...
Severed.
They dragged the remains of his body.
Lizzo, what's in your bag? It's a bull.
It's a body.
It's STJ. And then they basically put the remains of his body into a bonfire. And
in the bag?
No, they dumped it. And then they had a bonfire. They were four teens who did this, and one of them was Amber Wright, who orchestrated the entire thing. I will provide context later.
Okay. Yes. I will just say that.
And
Amber was wrong.
While the body was burning, they had a bonfire party where they basically drank beer, did the whole thing. Amber Wright...
I mean, I went to a bunch of those when I was in high school.
Yeah, of course.
Cool. We all went. We all remember bonfire.
Oh, my God. Me and Ellie burned a body.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And the whole high school was there because we were so popular.
So cool.
We really were. Yes.
I would light the bonfire and everyone would chant my name.
Yeah.
And we were all like drinking.
I'm married to the man that I dated in high school, actually. That's how successful it was.
I am too, but he lives in Canada and he runs a summer camp, and you haven't met him because he's a snowboarder.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And my uncle works at Nintendo, and he knows when the Switch 2 is coming out.
And my dad
is Henry's first love.
And my dad is Luigi. I unlocked him in Mario 64. It's actually Raichu. I got Pikachu to evolve into Raichu in Smash Brothers Melee.
No.
And that's my mom.
That's
why I look like this.
That is my mom. So
it's a bonfire.
It's a bonfire.
That's
so
all Henry got.
So basically, Seth is obviously missing.
Well, no, we know where he is.
Well, we know.
Missing.
But his parents don't. So his parents call the police and file a missing persons report.
You know what probably went out? An Amber Alert.
And
isn't it ironic?
And then Amber's parents went, Amber!
Amber!
You did it again!
Stop this!
So basically, Amber Wright was basically the person who... Amber and Seth used to date. They were both 15.
Okay, that's not dating.
Yes. But they basically, because it was the South, they did everything.
Oh, they basically had a kid.
How
dare pretty
you,
much.
Ellie?
I watched this crime show. Every single murder was a white person, and it either took place in Florida or Louisiana. I'm allowed to generalize slightly.
Facts.
I'm allowed. If you can call a dead boy a nerd,
all right, fine.
I
draw the line at Southern slander, apparently.
So basically, the people that were involved were Amber, her new boyfriend, who she cheated on Seth with, his name was Michael Bowden.
Amber's just getting worse and worse.
Amber sucks.
Amber,
spoiler alert.
Amber effing sucks.
She gets worse. Amber's older brother, Kyle, and then Amber's friend, Charlie, who's
a girl.
It
was a family affair.
So.
And I like that Charlie broke some gender norms.
Yes. So basically.
You know what? I'm back on Amber's side.
Amber's
woke queen.
And just when she's out, she's back in.
Oh my God. Every time he pushes me away, I just come back in.
The New York Times has just endorsed Amber for president.
Yes.
Wow.
So basically, the Kyle, the brother, and his mom and Amber's mom are sitting, like, watching TV, and they see on the news that there's a missing persons report for Seth. And Kyle, who was one of the boys who shot Seth, goes, oh my God, I watched him die.
I watched him die.
The mom promptly calls the police. And it's like, you obviously are a witness. You have to, like, testify
that
to
is
this.
Could you imagine, wow,
like,
Kyle.
Something went off in Kyle's head, and he was like, I'm building a story.
That's who it was.
Oh,
Seth.
Yes.
It's like when you see someone on TV, it reminds you of a funny story that happened today, and you want to tell people.
Yes.
He's like, oh my God, it's been bugging me all day. It was
exactly.
Seth. Seth's the guy you killed, Amber. And the mom was like,
yes.
Hmm, there's a clue here.
So basically what happened was these teens committed this murder, and then they decided that they were going to hold off to make a cover story until the moment that the body was found.
The moment.
Because
they were going to improv it.
Yeah, they threw the bones and things. They threw it in the river.
What's your alibi? All right, I just need one word and a location.
Yes.
And then basketball
and
bonfire.
Yes, each other.
Yeah. Different location.
Yes. Too telling. Next. So basically, Amber.
They threw the bones in the river.
Yeah, yeah. Which were found immediately, basically. Because they were in little bags floating.
How?
So
what kind of
bags?
Like a Gucci?
It was a Gucci, a Prada, and a Chanel.
One of those classic Chanel bags?
Yes.
The cop was like, ooh!
Yes, exactly. Oh. No, yeah. Well, because bones don't, right?
Bones burn. Don't burn?
They don't burn, I don't think.
I've never lit a bone on fire.
Someone Google. Well, the remains of
someone
the body.
Someone out there, if you've burned a body, call in.
Because you can still get DNA from. This is a horrible discovery.
You can go
that I'm
into
gonna make
the,
tonight.
You can go into the marrow.
Yes. Yes.
And like get
so that's
something.
They wanted to swiftly get rid of those remains because they, you know, I guess weren't completely stupid and were aware that you could still test for DNA within ash of this boy. So
here's a fun game. I have right now the range of pounds of ash that bones create from a full-size human body. How much of the ash is bones? I need how many pounds of ash do the human bones create?
20.
20? Price is Right rules.
Oh my God.
Could you hear that?
Yes.
I had nothing but a salad today.
Can't not hear it, Gary. This room is nothing but microphones.
It feels like it's right next to my ear every time.
I'm so sorry.
Price is Right rules. How many ash do you get from bone?
I'm going to say 30.
Why did you look at me?
Pounds? 30 pounds.
Well, Ellie just said my weight.
I'm an English major.
Ellie just said my weight. 30 pounds. You know, on your driver's license, you can put whatever weight you want because you just get to write it down.
I can't check it.
Yeah, I just want to be like.
Can you imagine if you got pulled over and they looked at your ID and they brought out the scale and they're like, let's see.
All right, are you really 3 pounds, ma'am?
You went through the drive-thru this evening, didn't you?
There's an Amber Alert out for a 3 pound woman.
Gary's right, like, corrupt.
The correct
I'm
answer
like, ooh.
Is 3 to 9 pounds.
Oh, that is a lot.
More than I thought, but you guys are crazy.
I don't know. I like to think I'm big. I like to think I'm dense.
Both in the head and in the bones.
When you die, we'll get the report on how much of the ash was bones.
And we'll Ouija you.
Yeah. Gary, burn my body and take the measurements.
Yeah, what are we going to do when we die? Let's figure it out right now.
Great.
No, I want to know what happened to Seth.
The STJ.
STJ.
Wait, we do know.
I know the way how my dad wants to be buried. Oh. Like an Egyptian pharaoh.
Okay, Jam.
He wants a tomb of gold and three dead cats and just luxury all around.
Totally.
You know, that's the way he was born.
You know, the way he lives his life. Yeah. Surrounded by gold, dead cats, and luxury.
Yeah, exactly.
I do think if they make a crime documentary, the mom's going to be interviewed and be like, you know, when that son said I saw him die, something just didn't sit right with me.
Yeah,
Something in that just didn't sit right. And then you get the like, do, 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 do.
So what happened next?
So then basically, Amber, Charlie.
Well, Queen Charlie.
Queen Charlie.
Legend,
Queen
feminist Charlie. Icon, Gloria Steinem of the world.
Yes, are taken to the police station. And basically because Amber was the ex-girlfriend of Seth, she's the one who's getting questioned the most. Amber says that she heard gunshots and because she was there and that her and Charlie went into the next bedroom in the trailer and fell asleep. Okay. For the whole night.
That's, you know, when you hear a gunshot.
Yes, and like, slept through the gunshots, slept through the alleged murder, slept through all of it.
Okay.
Charlie's alibi was completely different. She said that they saw it and that they ran away.
To even bed.
To a bedroom.
Yeah.
No, like home, like off the property.
Where they went to sleep.
Yes. And then Kyle, the brother, confessed to everything.
Kyle, loose lips.
He broke in a second. So then...
And then the police were like, you know, something in that confession just didn't sit right with me.
Yeah. And so Michael is not taken in yet.
There's a clue here.
They can't find Michael. Michael's 18, and all these kids are 15.
Oh.
So he's on
the run. Out smoking a cigarette, getting a tattoo, and reading
the
Playboy.
He's on the run, basically. Yes, exactly.
And voting.
He's like,
and
good.
Voting.
Oh, yeah. Outstanding citizen.
Bernie bro, Michael. You know what?
So then, basically...
Michael's redeemed, too.
After each of their interrogations, the three of them are sitting, like, it's Charlie, Kyle, and Amber are sitting there in, like, the waiting room, basically, like, the lone interrogation room. Mm-hmm. What they don't know is that those rooms are recorded, obviously. So...
And Amber's like, so what? So we killed him, right?
So Amber turns to Kyle and goes, you told them? And Kyle goes, they knew we were lying. And so... And so basically, now they have like recorded.
Police come in and they're like, you were what?
Yeah. And basically, they just have like a recorded thing of like their whole confession, basically.
If I did.
Yes. So.
The OJ Simpson book.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she goes, because.
OJ's still a suspect in this crime. You never rule him out. You never know.
Yeah. And then after he goes, they knew we were lying, she goes, you know how many people are going to effing hate us for this? She goes, people who don't even know us are going to be looking for us if we get out of
not
this.
Not me and Gary. We love her.
Yes.
No, I like Charlie and I like Michael.
So Kyle, not being able to understand the gravity of the situation, replies, why?
It's and Kyle's then, speaking like he has a wire.
Yes. And then Amber goes, there's an effing 15-year-old kid murdered because of us.
Kyle is talking like he has a wire.
Yes. So basically, full
but I know
confession.
He's just dumb. So wait, why are they gonna hate us?
Yes.
Is it because of the body?
So then 5 minutes after this happens, the detective walks in and she goes... I'm quoting, you're all going to be booked for first degree premeditated murder. And then it says, two of them gasp in horror. while Amber doesn't seem to understand the gravity of the situation. I've seen the like tape of this. After Amber hears this, she crosses her arms and rolls her eyes. She's like, this again?
Mondays.
Yes. So basically, like, Charlie and Kyle get, like, I think like 20 years, basically.
That's a lot.
And Amber gets life. Because basically how this whole murder was designed was she was venting to Michael about how much she hated Seth.
Did Michael ever get found?
Yes. He is actually on death row.
Aw. I was rooting for you. Girl.
I mean, I'm personally not
can't
pro
vote for Bernie.
Yeah, I'm pro not
Rats.
Pro death penalty, but still
Ellie,
rough.
Pro life queen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll conclude it with that. Sure. So basically, like, she apparently when she finally told the truth, because she was like, I'm seem to be backed into a corner here.
Yeah.
She said,
and then after she confessed, she sat and was like, ugh.
She was like, so can I tweet about this? Yes or
how
no?
How can I turn this into a TikTok?
Yay or nay? So apparently she was venting to Michael about how much she hated Seth, and Michael was like, you know what we should do? Let's kill him. And Amber literally was like, okay.
I'm free.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Well, when's your day? Let me pencil this in.
And how so basically, she 15. She's like, yeah. I gotta watch Totally Spies, and then I'll be back.
Let's say 8:30, so we're really there by 9.
Exactly, because he probably won't die until 9:41.
And you know me. I'm always half an hour late.
Yes.
I'm
crazy.
With iced coffee.
Yes.
I'm crazy. She shows up to the murder with a Dunkin', and she's like, I'm sorry.
It was a soft 9:30.
It was only stated once. I need someone who communicates.
You
That's
know, no
why
one
we're
said
murdering
it in the group
my
chat.
Ex.
I know I have an Android, but one of you could text
me.
You
did a doodle, a when to meet, trying to figure out. Guys, can you please fill out the when to meet?
Can we just make a Slack? Let's just make a Slack.
It was an Evite. Yeah. Murdering STK.
Amber, you RSVP'd maybe. You can't maybe to a murder.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so then basically she was told to lure him to the trailer, and there's text messages of him
being little piece of candy.
Yeah, basically. He
no, that was a 15-year-old boy. She just had a laptop with Pornhub on it, and she was like, and he was like,
okay, yeah.
Exactly, yes.
And there's old text messages of her luring him and him being Amber, I feel like something really bad's gonna happen. And then her replying, nothing bad's gonna happen, I promise.
Oh my God.
And then he was
murdered
crazy. In the worst way.
He was shot. Why did they break his knees?
So he'd be able to fit into the bag better.
But then they cut him up.
They clearly don't have everything fleshed out.
If they had a Slack, I feel like they could have gotten organized.
You're right. I'll be sure
Today's
to let them know.
This is brought to you by Slack. Slack, the best way to plan a murder.
OJ used Slack, and he...
Amber
He's
Smith,
innocent.
Right?
Amber Wright. Yes.
Now, tell me, when I search for Amber Wright, why is it a picture of Piers Morgan that comes up?
Because that's how I met her. I watched the show.
Oh, that's how I met her?
Yeah.
We actually have Amber Wright in the green room. Yeah. Amber.
She's here.
What's up?
Hi, guys.
I've come a long way.
So that's how we all did the character.
Listen, Seth was a phase. And I feel like I'm older, and I feel like
Piers
I'm wiser.
Show.
So basically, Piers Morgan did this show called Killer Women, which is a very guilty pleasure of mine.
Killer Women.
Where he went to different prisons and he interviewed these women who are basically have life
guilty
sentences.
People, yeah.
Yes, and who have allegedly, and they all, every episode I saw, they all claimed their innocence except for her.
What?
Because she fully was like...
Admitted it.
And then she admitted it, and then she's like, I made a mistake. And he was like, how does that make you feel? And she was like, bad. That was it. So I'm
next
glad
time
she's
he goes
remorseful.
To, I hope if he goes to interview her later, she's a full yogi, Urban Outfitters girl, doing yoga.
They have one in
She's
prison.
Got her oil mm-hmm. diffuser, and she's just I'm just kind of living in the... She's got a feather earring.
Yeah.
She's I really just found myself.
She just bought Halsey's Manic. She's like, there are better ways to handle your anger. I see that now. Write a song, maybe.
I'm a musician now.
Yeah.
And I'm also a yoga instructor.
Exactly.
And I'm also a woman.
I've gotten a lot of credentials in my time in prison.
Can you get certified to teach yoga? I would teach yoga in prison.
Yeah, in order to teach yoga, you must be certified. So Gary's uh-oh.
Damn it.
Ooh, my bootleg yoga classes might get busted.
Yes.
They throw a raid at my yoga class.
Fun fact about that Piers Morgan show. Critics said it was good, but they didn't understand the importance or the substance. So it
That's
was
a lot
canceled
of the men
after
I've dated.
A year.
That is a lot of the guys I've dated. It was good, I just didn't understand the importance or the substance.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at these pictures of Piers Wright. Look at
Piers Morgan.
Piers Morgan.
He fell in love with her after.
Name.
Yeah.
And he took her name.
Yes.
Just the energy in this picture. It's like they're posing for prom.
That is... Okay. So Amber Wright has the tightest bun I've ever seen.
Yes.
Is that a prison standard? I feel like that shouldn't be
Everyone
a standard.
At home, Google Piers Morgan, Amber Wright.
Yeah. You'll find your new desktop wallpaper.
That is such a tight bun. Is that a mandate in prison?
You're asking me I shouldn't know.
Yeah, you're in prison, Ellie.
You're right. I've spent some time in the slinger.
In the slinger?
I've done my nickel.
Well, last time Ellie was in prison, she had this long, flowing hair, and she killed someone with it.
I did, yeah.
Whipped them real hard.
Yeah.
Walked up to the tallest person in the yard, Punched him right in the face.
If there's one thing Willow Smith taught me.
It's to whip your hair back and forth. Well, someone was...
in prison.
The haters were getting you down.
Yeah, they were.
So you whipped it back and forth so hard, they passed away.
Yes, they did.
Prison riot. Willow Smith, prison riot.
Yeah. Willow Smith, prison riot.
Piers Morgan's
Someone write
next
that
show.
Down. That was a good bar. You know, you can see him ending a verse, like a mic drop, being like, Willow Smith.
Prison riot.
Prison riot.
That's my producer tag. Willow Smith, prison riot.
They do interviews with Willow where she's like,
I don't know who this guy
I
is.
I don't know what he's doing.
I've never been to prison. I've never been a part of a prison riot.
It's like those people pretending to be Billie Eilish. Please stop. This is unsafe.
You mean me? In my spare time, I pretend to be Billie Eilish.
Listen, I'm just very indie. I just like Billie Eilish.
Mm-hmm. I like The freaking Office.
I like to start public riots in airports by putting on a green wig and walking through airport security.
Honestly, that sounds kind of fun.
It's so dangerous. People were going, like, being hospitalized because these people were pretending to be her.
Oh.
This is actually a serious thing.
What?
And that is my second murder.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll bring that up on a future ep.
I know.
There are some crazy trampling murders.
Black Friday.
No. Black Friday?
Definitely. They pop into Black Friday.
Concerts.
Oh.
That's also.
Events.
All right. Sports.
You know, concerts, events, sports.
Gary's bar mitzvah.
Oh, my God. I almost said when I was baptized, but that does not happen at a bar mitzvah.
Yeah, my baptism was a rave.
My baptism was freaking crazy, man.
My godfather was Dead Mouse.
And he worked at Nintendo.
Yeah. Dead Mouse is my godfather, and he's coming out with EDM 2, the sequel to EDM.
Yes.
But I've actually played it. I unlocked the secret level.
Yeah.
If you jump through Peach's castle and then do a... Then Mario will dab.
We've got some time. So I think it's time to pull out something from our old bag of tricks when it comes to crimes.
Henry, put your penis away.
It's the first time I've ever seen one. Wow.
I don't like this bit.
Why does it... Ellie do has, like a corkscrew?
Ellie has a microscope.
Why does it look like a piece of farfalle?
Anyway, what we should do is this is a great... I think this story is a very captivating story
great.
Of teenage love gone wrong. So...
That's one way to put it.
If we were to buy the Hollywood film rights to this story, who do we cast? Let's brainstorm. We have 5 minutes.
Who can pull off a severe... tight bun.
Margot Robbie.
Ooh.
That's true.
But I feel...
She's
I
too
feel,
old.
I feel like we want to do something Billie Eilish in her first screen
yes,
role.
Yes, okay. This is a Billie Eilish vehicle. Yes. She writes an original song for it.
And the film. She writes and directs the film.
And she loves gigantic jumpsuits, okay. So she'll say yes immediately.
Who? Timothée Chalamet, STJ.
Of course.
I just want to see him chopped up.
Oh my God.
Henry's jealous. There's a new white boy in town.
Uh-huh.
Damn.
Who do we get to play the other boys?
The other boys?
Michael Bowden, who's like the older...
The 18-year-old.
Scruffier 18-year-old.
I don't know who Michael Bowden is.
Owen Wilson.
Oh my God, yes.
Honestly, this could be a turn for Owen Wilson.
Yeah. We killed someone, guys.
I think Sally Field should be the mom. I think she should have a good cameo and deliver a really like emotional... monologue.
Yes.
When Kyle's like, I saw that guy die, and she's like, I saw my uncle die.
I want,
but we're, you know,
story topper.
Some of us saw some children die. I saw an adult die, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
I want Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to play one of the cops, and no one addresses that he's 7 foot tall.
And Winona Ryder is the other cop, and she's really tiny.
Yes.
And they call him tall, and they call her tiny. No, they call her tall and him tiny.
Yes.
And it's like a joke.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is a basketball player from the 70s who now writes for Veronica Mars.
Wow.
I love
what
that
a transition.
Show.
Yeah.
That show is amazing, except the third season when the main villain is a feminist of color.
I just watched Henry throw his phone across the room.
Disgust.
In disgust at the sexism on display of season 3 of Veronica Mars. That's right, I'm mad at a show from O2.
Fight me.
Fight us.
Sometimes it's hard to forgive.
Shoot us a bunch of times, break our knees, and put us in a bag.
And then set us on fire.
Yeah.
But make it a party.
But not before I've had my coffee.
Oh my God. Mondays? Honestly, if someone...
Did they invite other people to the bonfire?
No.
Okay.
Oh. That... It's a four-person party?
They had to draw the line somewhere. I mean, it was an exclusive... It was VIP.
Quite the sausage fest, if you ask me.
Charlie was a girl. There were two women and two men.
Yeah, that is true.
One guy in the fire.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Dead people are still people, Gary.
Yes. Insensitive.
You're right.
Don't be deadest.
I'm just glad they didn't burn the plastic bag he was in, because that would have created a lot of pollutants.
It would. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, so it's a happy ending.
So you know what? Yay.
Environmental win. What is the most carbon neutral way to murder someone?
I guess stabbing?
Fill them with plastic. So the plastic decomposes. I don't know.
Plastic doesn't decompose.
That's the whole point. I'm so dumb.
I think if you compost them.
No. Yeah, you have to plant a tree for every person you've murdered, and then a carbon offset.
And then you won't go to jail.
I read about this in Marketplace today. Carbon offsets are big in the economy.
Ooh.
Yes. I listen to a NPR podcast.
And it is... I don't know a single NPR podcast. I'm a bad person.
All right. Well, I think it's time
it's
for
the Daily
to wrap it up. Ellie, do you want to plug anything?
You've put me on the spot.
Billie Eilish?
Yes.
I feel like she doesn't have enough press.
Yeah, I know. Don't be her.
All right, bye.